back to Resistance Chicks. We're your hosts, Leah and Michelle. I have with me the man of the hour, Mr. Clay Clark. He has been taking a team of superheroes across the United States, telling the truth. Mr. Clay Clark, welcome to the show.
Hey, I greatly appreciate you allowing me to be here with you, and I hope that I can drop some knowledge bombs today that your listeners did not previously know. And I encourage everyone to grab a pen and a pad, because I always do cite my sources, and I want people to leave here today empowered and knowing that they have the facts on their side.
You absolutely are going to want your pad of paper and your pen and ready to go to take notes. But before we get to what Clay has for you, Leah and I have a special treat for Clay. So Banners for Freedom put on a tent revival down in Texas. A lot of you guys know about it. We went to it. We spoke. It was awesome. Power of God fell. Dr. Stella Emanuel spoke, and a young man named Shannon Miles got up and had her pray for him to receive the fire. After he received the fire, later on when I was speaking, I didn't even know anything about this kid. God spoke to me, and I pointed at his mother. The power of God came on me, and I said, "We are going to know the name of your son." Then I found out that this little guy is amazing. After we get back to Ohio from Texas, he sends me an email. He's like, "I've got this thing I want to show you. I've made little stop animation Lego videos of you guys in the Clay Clark tour." And he does an incredible impersonation of Donald J. Trump. And Clay, you come in as a legit superhero helping Donald Trump defeat Joe Biden. You are a Lego super. So are you ready?
I am psychologically prepared, physically ready to go. I have got my shoes tied,
I don't think you can be ready, but it's absolutely adorable.
All right, so I'm going to share my screen with you. Let me know right off the bat if you can't hear it. He's got a whole channel. He's called The Young Patriot. He's got several different things, but we're going to roll back here to the Freedom Force, episode one. Here we go.
We are going to make America great again.
That's Donald throwing a hat to the audience.
It's go time.
Here goes Donald.
What was that thing? I gotta find out.
Hello, Don.
Joe Biden. Clay Clark coming in.
Who are you?
Clay Clark.
Well, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Got the Banners for Freedom turning into superheroes. Boom. That might be the Resistance Chicks. They just get better from that. Okay. So we're stopping the share there. I know what I'm doing here. Clay, I love this young man so much.
Who is this guy?
Okay, I gotta tell you what. He's one of those kids that when you talk to them, you're like, is there a little adult inside of your body? Like,
he's never been to a Reawakening tour, but he knows all of everybody.
He said he's watched them all.
How old is this guy?
He's 12.
Where does this guy live?
Texas.
Right down the street from Robert and Jamie Agee.
Yeah, he plays with their kids.
Well, let's do this. And how old is this kid? Is he 12? Is he legit kid? Do you know this kid?
No, he's legit. He's
met his wasn't parents. An adult
he
that made
his
this.
Own show. He's one of those kids. Like, when you talk to him, you're like,
okay, here's what we're going to do. Do you have his phone number? Can you reach him?
Yes, yeah. I can, yeah.
Tell him that I will give him a backstage pass so he can meet all the speakers at the Reawaken America tour. Okay? So get a hold of him. Say, hey, we'll do that. And we'll bring him up on stage.
Stop it.
We'll bring him up on stage so that General Flynn and I can introduce him to America.
I have goosebumps. Oh my gosh, this would be so epic.
He's got other episodes.
The other episodes. That was his first one. He has been getting better and better.
And I'm not just saying this because I like him and I like you too and I love America.
And you
I love
like being a superhero.
The whole purpose of the Reawaken America tour is to provide a platform for the patriots who are willing to share the truth, to have a place to do that. You know, I was just on One America right before hopping on with you today.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One America, I mean, think about, wow, what a great stance they've taken. And they refuse to relent and give in to the cancel culture. But if it wasn't for folks like One America, many of the patriots wouldn't have a voice. And our tour exists to provide a platform. So let's get this young man a backstage pass. I'll get him on the lineup as a speaker. You guys have my cell phone number, so you guys can just get a hold of him.
We had a prayer meeting, loudmouth prayer, Robert and Jamie. We had a bunch of people from the Reawakening Tour, and this little kid jumped right in.
Jamie had the idea. She said, let's bring him in on this show. So we brought him in. He jumps right in. He holds his own with all the adults. He's a little man on fire.
But he loves you guys. And I just wanted you to know that you are inspiring generations. And I'll tell you what, these young men, after this young man led one of his friends to Jesus.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So
this is
how the Reawakening Tour is affecting people.
It's affecting every generation. So you guys, you need to be going to timeforyouramerica.com. You need to be following. You can follow them on Thrive Time every single time one of these conferences airs. You can also watch it on Resistance Chicks. All right, Clay, I know we only have you for a short amount of time. Tell us what's coming up. We're going to be in Batavia, New York with you. We don't get to go to all of them, but we're coming to this one.
I am so fired up you're coming to Batavia. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go into just massive screen share mode here for a second. We're going to start with – I'm going to try to make this show where it's really good, really bad, up and down. We're just going to bounce around here. So the first thing is let's start with the positives. If you go to Batavia, New York, and you're looking for something to do, some people say, what am I going to do? It's in Batavia. I thought you were going to be in Rochester. What happened? Well, every time that we book a Reawaken America tour, I have to book at least 4 or 5 different venues.
Yeah.
And someone says, what do you mean by book? I have to get a verbal agreement from at least 4 or 5 people who are willing to say, yeah, I'd be absolutely willing to host a Reawaken America tour. Because what happens is typically a venue will capitulate, they'll give in to the woke mob, and they'll cancel. So we're going to Batavia here. That's our final stop. And on Thursday night, so this is Thursday night before the tour. So if you go up to timetofreeamerica.com, a lot of people will be traveling into Batavia and they go, what am I going to do on Thursday night? I'm there ready to go. Well, the conference is on the 12th and 13th. So the 11th at 7 o'clock, we are all going to Dave's Ice Cream. Who's we? Everybody. Awesome. So we're all going. There now over go. Here, there appears to be a building that didn't survive some sort of encounter with Antifa or something. So there's a lot of room for extra parking over here. So this is where, if you want to attend, we're going to Dave's Ice Cream on a Thursday at 7 p.m. there. Then we're going to Cornerstone Church. That's in Batavia. And I just want to see if we can all team up together right now. I'm asking everyone to take action right now. And this church stood in the gap when very other few venues would do it. I encourage everyone to find this church online. It's called Cornerstone Church in Batavia. And leave them a positive Google review.
Come on.
Just click right here. Leave them a review. Let them know how much you appreciate them. That's one way you can show your support. Awesome. And if you're wanting to know, well, who's coming? We have 114 tickets left as of right now on my ticker I'm looking at right now for Batavia. And the lineup for this one is one of the most epic lineups we've had. So I'm going to go to timetofreeamerica.com. And anytime you go to our events, you can name your price. So whatever price you want to pay, somebody says, well, how do you make any money that way? We don't make any money. That's what makes it incredible. That's what's incredible. You know, it was like the Sermon on the Mount. I don't think Jesus was going, hey, guys, listen. We got to turn a profit on this thing. No,
exactly.
It's just when you're trying to share the gospel, the founding fathers weren't sitting around going, you know, I wonder if we're all going to get koozies and commemorative mugs and some sort of challenge coin we can give each other at the end of this. No, they're trying to save America.
There's something about life, fortune, and sacred honor that they gave up, you know.
Right.
Right?
So that's what we're doing here. So you go August 12th and 13th, you say, well, I don't know. I don't want to go and have it be one of those things where I'm the only one there. Eric Trump's going to be there. You know, you say, well, I don't know. It's just Eric and then General Flynn. He said, I don't know. It's just Eric and General Flynn and Mike Lindell. But who else? And you're like, well, then Jim Brewer. And you're like, yeah, but I need more people close to the president. You say, well, Cash Patel. And you go, yeah, but I just need more. I need, can I get Mickey Willis, the guy who made the Plandemic movie? Yeah, we got him.
Yes.
Yeah, but I need Kevin Sorbo. Okay. Well, what about Rashid Batar?
Kevin Sorbo.
I need Roger Stone. They're all going to be there.
Awesome.
So just go to timetofreeamerica.com, request those tickets. It's going to be a blasty blast. We've got Julie Green will be in the house, Amanda Grace. We have Donna Clement, Kim Clement, the late great prophet, his daughter.
Yes.
It's just going to be Dr. Brian Artis. I just spoke with him, Stella Emanuel. It's just going to be great. So again, Greg Locke will be there. Just request your tickets. timetofreeamerica.com. And again, this is some of the cutting edge technology that we showcase on the Reawaken America Tour. What I do is I'll take a styrofoam cup, and I'll write my phone number on it for the listeners out there. So that way the listeners, if you want to request a ticket, we call this the speed pass. But if you're just saying, I need a ticket right now, and I can't, I got a FIBA. And the only cure is a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour. I get it. So you just text here. This is my number on a cup. I need to get a bigger marker here, but this is my number on a cup right here. You just text 918-851-0102. That's my personal cell phone number. So let's keep that private, folks. Just text my number, 918-851-0102, and you can awesome. Request your tickets there. So now we're going to switch gears into sort of the...
No, you can't uh-oh. Switch gears, though.
Well, I got to switch into the uh-oh.
Ice cream is literally my kryptonite. I will be at Dave's Ice Cream at 7 o'clock. You say ice cream, I am totally there. So I want to really emphasize that to everybody. We are doing this with the ice cream thing.
Okay. And now we're going to go next level, going 90 miles an hour, going to get the truth out here. So monkeypox plus climate emergency equals loss of freedom. What? Monkeypox emergency plus climate emergency equals loss of freedom. What? Someone should write that down. Assume I'm crazy. Here we go. So monkeypox, the monkeypox is interesting because it was, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the monkeypox button, you'll see the monkeypox was the monkeypox emergency or outbreak. It was prophesied and or planned 15 months before. Yeah. So 15 months before the monkeypox outbreak, this document was prepared by the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Wow. And if you go to page 12 of this document, you can see that, again, the monkeypox outbreak was planned or prophesied or predicted 15 months before it showed up on the scene. Now, this is, again... Monkeypox, right here, the Nuclear Threat Initiative. This is an organization funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, founded by Ted Turner. Huh? Yes. Ted, this is right here. So you just go here, you can see this. And somebody says, I don't know, why is it significant that Ted Turner's involved? Well, there's these little things called the Georgia Guidestones.
Might have
seen those exploding the other day.
Yes.
Well, Ted Turner had a mentor. This is the founder of CNN, Ted Turner. Ted Turner had a mentor, and his mentor's name was Alice Bailey. And Alice Bailey was the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. Alice Bailey. Ted Turner is the one who funded the creation of the Georgia Guidestones.
Wait,
hang on a minute. Even I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Ted Turner funded the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which, by the way, if you want to go visit these guys and have a blasty blast of a vacation, their office is located. Maybe you go over to Dave's Ice Cream and then head over to the Nuclear Threat Initiative, where these guys, 1776 I Street, EYE.
Wow.
Suite 600, Washington, D.C.
Wow.
These guys. So, again, so now I want people to understand. So this was planned out. And someone says, come on, it wasn't planned out. How can you prove it was planned out? I don't know that it was planned out. I need to see. That's great. So Dave Martin, who's on the tour, great guy, great doctor. He did an interview where he hopped on with a good friend of ours who's also on the tour. This would be the host of Man in America. And he hops on and he says that there will be a monkeypox outbreak beginning on May 15th of 20.
When you want to terrorize a population, what do? Turn to the experts. And so... I love to point out, a lot of people have been really upset about this monkeypox, you know, scheduled release on May of 2022, coming from a March 21st publication. And people sit there and go, oh my gosh, how on earth could they have ever been so prescient to find out that they were going to have a monkeypox release 3 days away from the stated date for the alleged outbreak to occur. And this document that you have on the screen published, Seth, in 2021, in March of 2021. So 15 months.
Okay, so we can go ahead and read that document. There it is. Okay, so second thing we need to know is that the climate emergency, okay, this was also planned out in advance. So someone says, come on, how can you prove that? Come on, you and your little theories. Let me hit player. This is Chuck Schumer, Chuck Wagon. Here we go, Chuck.
I think it might be a good idea for President Biden to call a climate emergency.
Look at the date, January 26, 2021.
Wow.
Because then he can, it relates to what you're saying. Then he can do many, many things under the emergency powers of the president.
Okay, so there you go. So yeah, the monkeypox was prophesied, planned out. That would be monkeypox 15 months before it happened. Then you have the climate emergency. Chuck Schumer was saying we need to have a climate emergency. He was saying this in January of 2021. And I thought I would just read for your listeners to let listeners see the emergency powers that President Biden that his regime will have once the climate emergency is declared. Mm. Listen to this. This is blow your mind.
Biden said, "I'm already planning a climate emergency by executive order." That means dictatorial order. And he said, "In a few weeks, we'll make the announcement." He hasn't had the press conference yet, but I have right here in my little paws the document. Before the show, I only had time to read half of it. It just came out an hour ago, and it is devastating. The document is 50-something pages long. But when you go to page 4, I just got a massive chill.
Woo!
When you when you read page 4, baby, you know you're not in Kansas anymore, and you're sure as hell not in a free planet.
Huh.
Stop all oil and gas drilling.
Yeah.
Stop all energy exports. That alone will put us into a depression the likes of which you've never seen. The climate president's emergency powers. That's the front page of this. His emergency powers were in a climate emergency, and all the old executive orders and all the martial law preparation that we warned you about is cited in here and cited in the new NDAA legislation. They tried to pass last year as well. They're trying to pass this year to make the presidency a dictatorship with total domestic control. When you go to page 4 of this, in the executive summary, overhead shot, halt crude oil exports, totally banned. Yeah. Stop oil and gas drilling in the outer continental shelf.
Now, the thing is, that's only concerning if you think about it. Now, if you're over at Dave's Ice Cream and you're not aware of it, it's not concerning. Now, let me just share this final clip. This comes to you via Stu Peters. Stu Peters here.
Define.
Here we go.
Unstoppable, July 22nd, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the world took a big step, a massive step toward the Great Reset yesterday. The World Health Organization concluded the second meeting of its new intergovernmental negotiating body. This panel, the IMB, is drafting a so-called pandemic treaty. And after this week's meeting, they announced openly what their plan for that treaty is. It's not going to be a set of guidelines.
Now, you can download this by going to timetofreeamerica.com if you want to download this treaty. You go to timetofreeamerica.com, you click on the World Health Organization button, and boom, you can download that. So if you do want to, you know, download it, you can see it right there. Okay, so here we go.
It's not going to be a statement of intentions. No. The representatives at WHO said that they want this pandemic treaty to be legally binding on every WHO member country. And if that's what they do, then when this treaty arrives, goodbye, Constitution. So long, Bill of Rights.
Again, it's only concerning if you think about it. So I encourage everybody out there, what we want to do right now is we want to get to a place in space where we're not, you know, wigged out by what's going on. So I've shared this document with you, okay? Because we're living through Matthew chapter 24 being fulfilled, all right? And I've just sent this document to you two, so you two have it, and you can share it or not share it to your heart's content. But people don't understand, I mean, God hasn't forgotten about us here, okay? But we also need to know that we need to know what's going on, okay? So I have this book that I've written. You can download it for free right now. And it, again, somebody might say that's too high of a price. Maybe someone says I should pay you to read the book. That's fair. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can download the book for free, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening. If you prefer, you say, I don't do books, man. I do movies, man. Then you can go ahead and get to the movie. You can watch it for free tonight. You go to shop now. And then not to falsely advertise, but you click the shop now button, but then we don't allow you to shop. You just watch it for free by going to the shopping cart there at timetofreeamerica.com. And then third, if you want to attend the Reawaken America tour and you want to save some money for ice cream, you know, you just go to timetofreeamerica.com and you name your price. We have 115 tickets left. So I don't care what you pay. You can just pay whatever you want to pay. But we're going to put this event on. It's going to be a blasty blast. And I just encourage everybody to know that God has certainly not forgotten about us or the country. But I encourage you, as homework tonight, read Matthew chapter 24. Read that book. And then if you feel like you're getting sick, I recommend that you take cold and flu daytime generic brand, and you will sip on that. But don't go to the hospital and get a PCR test, because you take a polymerase chain reaction test. Those are falsely calibrated to inflate the cases. Then the hospital says, hey, why don't you get on some remdesivir and some mitoxazole? And if you get on some Remdesivir and Midazolam, Remdesivir is a drug patented by George Soros in China that causes renal failure, and Midazolam is a breath suppressant. Next thing you know, you won't be feeling well, or you'll be dead. And if you're dead, it'll be harder for you to help wake up your friends and family. So do not, if you feel sick, don't go to a hospital, don't take a PCR test, and don't get dead. And then if you need to sip on some cold and flu daytime, and this isn't, I'm not a doctor, but I would just tell you, and my partner, Dr. Robert Zellner, just hopped in here. But see, wouldn't you agree that if your liver begins to quiver, that's when you've had too much? You can hop on here. Just want to make sure, because you're an optometrist, so you're not qualified to give medical advice about this either. I want to be clear. They can see.
Yeah, I'm not a real. Oh, you got me turned off.
I'm not a real doctor.
You're on.
I'm a faux doctor.
Kind of sneak in so they can see her here.
Hey, hi.
Here you go. Yeah.
So yeah, there's something crazy going around. It's not really COVID. It's just a cold. Everybody's getting it.
That's what y'all need, literally. And you know what? I've been doing that Dr. Artist nicotine gum to get my sense of taste and smell back, and it's legit working. So I am.
We're telling everybody that if you have lost your sense of taste and smell, do the nicotine thing because it's actually working. It's worked on a couple people we know so far.
Yep.
Would you agree that once your liver begins to quiver that you had too much DayQuil?
My rule of thumb is when I start seeing things in threes, then I back off. I back off the DayQuil.
So a lot of information here. People are learning some incredible stuff. They're saying, what if my liver begins to quiver?
Yeah.
I should probably taper it off.
Right.
Two,
right.
If you see in threes.
Yeah, I'm an eye doctor, so I'm kind of more of a visual.
Is that a hard rule, or is that most of the time you start to see things in threes?
Well, just when I get enough DayQuil down me. Okay, I don't feel my liver quiver as much, but when I start to see multiple objects of the same thing, then I know that.
And a final medical tip: if you're out there feeling sick, I mean this sincerely, don't go on social media and tell your friends that you have the COVID, because COVID stands for Certificate of Vaccination.
There you go.
That's what it stands for.
Yep.
So you're like, so you have a certificate of vaccination of being of having AI in your body? Is that what you have?
No. Okay, exactly.
It just spreads fear to run around with your own little COVID story. So I encourage everybody, stop doing that.
No, I love that so much. All right, the man of the hour, he's so busy, he's got to hop off here to go host Alex Jones, which I'm so thankful that you took the time to come on our show. Clay, you're the man. We cannot wait to see you in New York. It's going to be an amazing event. If you guys haven't gotten your tickets, you need to go and get them yesterday.
Dave's Ice Cream, Thursday night. Let's be there, folks. Get your tickets at time2freeamerica.com. Take care.
It'd be awesome. All right, we love you guys. God loves you. God bless you. We'll see you on the flip side. Okay, guys, so that was an amazing interview with Clay, but before we let you go, I thought it would be really fun to take you through the rest of the videos that the young patriot Shannon Miles has done. We're gonna kick it off with, this is my favorite actually, and it's the shortest of them all, the Joe Biden challenge. Do you remember when Joe was riding his bike and then he went down? Yeah, all right, you ready? There's no audio, it just, no, it's great. You could literally watch, it's 3 seconds long, you could watch it 500 times. It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. Okay, the next one, here we go. Previously on Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Blake Clark. Donald Trump, Dr. K, Stella Emanuel, Blake Clark, the AG, Standard for Freedom. Here comes the young patriot.
My name's Shannon, and I really want to join your Freedom Force. Sure, but what can you do? Oh, I'm really good with guns. That's great. Wait, who's that? Well, kid, you really got skill. Patriots, roll out.
I love this so much.
Patriots won't know what hit them.
Okay, all right, wait. There's another one. Here we go. Y'all ready?
This video is dedicated to the true president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Oh dang, what's happening? Ugh!
The Patriots lost all their powers!
This is the worst.
You know, this stinks.
This is bad.
Oh great,
you know, come on now.
Roll out. New edition, all about prayer. I love the cows in the back.
Y'all looking for some help?
Dr. Artis and Clay?
Clark?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. All right, now, this next one that we're about to watch is part 3 of episode 2, the final part. Leah and I have not seen this yet. It just got uploaded yesterday.
Oh my gosh, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The part you've been waiting for. Freedom Force, part 3 of episode 2, previously on Freedom Force.
Oh dang, what's happening?
It's the guts and it's the glory. 100 stripes, 100 stories.
Y'all looking for some help?
Mike Lindell. Look at all these awesome cars, man.
This is the Patriots' last chance.
That's Joe.
It's showtime.
Is that Clay going down?
I don't know. Oh my gosh, somebody just lost their head.
Her head?
Someone did. I'm going to have to watch it back. Is that Lama prayer? There's
Artist smash!
The radiation gun that Joe used poisoned them, but they're still the Freedom Force. It gave them their powers back, but not the way they expected.
It's some handwritten letters from home.
Some Dr. Artist.
It's some sleepless nights alone.
No way!
Marty Grisham.
It's his newborn baby he left with his wife.
Donald!
That's
Donald!
Lay down
Robert
A. G.
Whoa! I've been watching
A. G. For these stars and stripes.
Dr. Stella!
Hey!
Leah! Michelle! You lost your back. Play!
From the fields of Indiana.
In case you're wondering, no, that's not the end of the Freedom Force series.
To the golden.
In case you're confused. Dr. A is like Hulk. Marty Grisham has a booming voice. Trump has super strength. Shannon is made of sand. Mike Lindell is indestructible. Robert A.G. is made of water. Jamie A.G.'s got powers of the earth. Dr. Stella has a heart full of fire. Michelle has is invisible and makes force fields.
Whoa.
Leah is a shapeshifter. And Clay Clark is fast as light.
Whoa!
In coast of California.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
Oh my goodness.
Well done, Shannon. I don't know how you did it, but you know, there's so many more people on the Reawakening Tour that he should come and meet them and make more superheroes.
I think that would be an incredible idea.
So Shannon has a invitation.
Invite. Yeah. There's 3 more tours. I'm hoping that you can make it to one of them. New York, Pennsylvania, Idaho. Not in that order. New York, yeah. Idaho, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh my gosh. So good. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this little episode of Clay Clark and the Edition with Shannon Miles, the Young Patriot. You guys can subscribe to his channel at @the_patriot_SMJ on Rumble. You're going to love it. He's got more coming out. And you may see him featured on stage with Clay Clark and General Flynn at one of the next Reawaken America tours. All right. We love you guys. God loves you. God bless.
is cold, all alone. No place for home, every day so afraid. But you call my name.